The golden fox patted his brother's back.
You can be captain of the Blood Gullet, that's what.
The younger fox's tail stump quivered with joy.
Me? A real captain? Blood and tripes. You won't regret it, brother. I'll be the best captain in all the seas. Just you wait and see.
Hee, 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 hee. Me a captain.
Fisker ushered him to the cabin door.
Aye, you a captain. Now, go and keep Blood Gullet on a straight south course. And don't strain your brains with too much thinking. Oh, and remind the crew to stay clear of Rockhead and not to give him any victuals. Not a crumb, nor a drop. Understands?
Grinning foolishly, Codge threw a clumsy salute.
Aye, aye, captain. Understood, captain.
He held the salute, standing there grinning, until Vizca was forced to inquire.
Well, what do you want?
Codge giggled inanely, winking several times.
Ain't you gonna say aye, aye, captain, back to me?
The golden fox frowned.
No, I ain't. You're not in charge aboard this ship yet. I'm still captain. Get on with your work.
He slammed the door in his younger brother's face. Codge looked crestfallen. But only for a brief moment. He brightened up, swaggering off along the deck, practising his role of captain-to-be. Selecting a small, puny-looking rat, Codge jabbed his rump at Gorat's pitchfork and issued him gruff orders.
Tell the steer beast to keep it on a south course. Make them lines fast and swab that deck. But firstly, fetch me some victuals from the galley. Go on, up to it.
Pleasantly surprised that his commands had been carried out so promptly, Codge perched on the rail out of the prisoner's reach. Making a great show of lip-smacking, he applied himself to a bowl of hot soup and a tankard of beer, taunting Gorath.
Would you like some victuals, Rockhead?
The young badger crouched silently beside the mast. His forehead wound congealed into a huge, ugly scab. This had been induced by the late Ballad, drenching him with pails of cold seawater. Gorat's dark eyes smouldered with hatred at his captor, but he did not rise to the mocking fox's bait. However, Codge continued as he ate.
Nice drop of soup, this, made with vegetables from your farm, it was. Beer's tasty too. Did you brew it? Or was it the old uns? Hee-hee! They ain't got much use for eating and drinking now, have they?
With a sudden roar, Gorat charged his tormentor, giving out a strangled grunt as he was jolted to a halt by the chain. Shocked by the speed of the badger's rush, Codge jerked backward, spilling soup and beer over himself. Recovering himself, he sneered.
Shame you can't get your paws on me, ain't it? You look tasty. I'll give you another drink, eh?